I'm Steve Miller reporting. 20 nations agreed to consider tougher sanctions to press North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons as U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Pyongyang it could trigger a military response if it did not choose negotiations.
And if North Korea does not choose the pathway of engagement, they themselves will trigger an option.
The majority of nations in Vancouver supported South Korea during the Korean War. North Korea's allies, China and Russia, have slammed the meeting, calling it an example of what they call Cold War-era thinking. On Tuesday, Tillerson again rejected China's calls to freeze joint military exercises with South Korea, and the day's talks focused on forcing Pyongyang into a diplomatic solution. The bail decision for Australian filmmaker accused of spying for a foreign state was postponed Wednesday in Phnom Penh until January 31st. James Ricketson was arrested in June last year after flying a drone over a campaign rally for the Cambodian National Rescue Party. After 6 days of detention, he was charged with the offense of endangering national defense. Ricketson denounced the charges.
Journalism is not a crime. Journalism is not a crime. Journalism is not espionage.
If convicted under Cambodia's espionage and treason laws, he could be imprisoned for up to 10 years. Myanmar police shot dead 7 demonstrators while 12 more were injured in Marau U after a local gathering celebrating an ancient Buddhist Arakan kingdom turned violent. Officials say they stopped the protests because they were not informed about it ahead of time. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video stories, and more. This is VOA News. The Catalan Parliament met on Wednesday in a first step towards forming a local government after December's elections. La resistencia.